It is a daily podcast, Thursday morning, July 22nd. Let's do it. We started off today with a John Daly story, everybody's favorite golf degenerate. The Stones Tour, it's coming back to our state, just announced today. You got to go coast to coast, but they will be in Pittsburgh in fall of 2021. We had the scoop. We took a trip down Tooth Decay Memory Lane and talked 90s candies. We hit the phones to hear your addiction admission. We didn't want the depressing kind. We wanted to know the strange addictions that aren't a liability to your quality of life. And we peered in the fess hole once again. Have a listen. It's the Daily Podcast.
I've got a golf story for you this morning.
Ooh.
To get us started. And I'm not sure if you know this one or not. Your man, John Daly, who I know
the legend.
The legend. You always get a kid. You know, it's funny. He won two majors, right? During the course of his career.
Oh, God, I don't know. He's a little
right. He's
old
worth,
school for me.
He's made more than $10 million, you know, playing golf.
I'd buy that.
Which is, when you think about it in golf, it's small money.
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah.
It's small money. But he's got this podcast for the people. You know,
does he really?
Yeah. And it's F-O-R-E, for the people. Okay. All right, and Pat Perez, who's another golfer.
Oh, yeah, he's a current golfer.
All right, well he told this story about a party that was at Pat's house, and Daly was there, and he had a stroke at the party. All right? After 45 minutes, Perez finally found Daly. He went missing, and he finally with a cigarette in his mouth saying, "I'm having an effing stroke."
Oh, my God.
Right.
This is so on brand.
Right. They took him to the hospital. 6 hours later, Perez receives a call telling Perez to come pick up Daly. All right? He goes and he gets them. He goes to get him. When he arrives, Daly is outside having another cigarette and started smoking and started drinking again once they got back to Perez's house.
So unbelievable. He's probably asking for Bush Pounders from his hospital seat.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
We got great news yesterday that I'm supposed to wait till 8 o'clock this morning and say, but I'm going to say something about it now. The Rolling Stones,
okay,
who had planned on going out on tour
right
prior to the pandemic starting,
are
going out on tour, and they're going out on tour this year.
Ooh.
They're going out on tour. They will be at Heinz Field. They were originally supposed to be at Heinz Field, the No Filters tour.
Out in Pittsburgh.
Out in Pittsburgh, and they were supposed to be there, and that show got postponed. So if you have tickets for it, hold on to them, because on October 4th, they're going to be playing Heinz Field.
Okay.
And tickets are on sale now for that, or will be after 8 o'clock this morning. All right. So if you've got those previous tickets, they're good. They will be honored. And we've got tickets all week next week.
All right.
So that's going to be each and every day. Give you the opportunity. I mean, if you want to truck to Pittsburgh to see the Stones. But this could be the last time. You know what? They jumped on this.
Yeah.
Because they went, I don't know if we're going to make it the next year.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9. MGK.
So you guys were relatively young in the 90s, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I was.
Relatively, yes.
Right. What were you? What, 10,
12? By 99, I was 12.
By 99, you were 12.
87.
Okay. All right. There are treats. There are things, you know, what would you put? Snacks.
Okay.
Snacks would be the best way to put them, that were available in the 90s that disappeared. And I think I know one of them that you are looking for more than any other one on the planet.
Hit me with it.
What? Dunkaroos.
You're damn right. Yep. But I found them.
They're still out there. Yeah, they came back.
Yeah, they disappeared in 2012. Well, supposedly, right, if you can't find them in the store, you will find them online.
All right.
Not only will you find them online, but all of these things are now available online. You might not be able to find them in the store, but you will be able to find them online. So you got Dunkaroos, Ring Pops.
Oh, yeah. Those are still out there. Yeah.
My kids like them. Yeah.
I have some at home.
As a matter of fact, you can get online, you can get 20 of them for $7, which would be one for every finger and every toe.
All right.
Airheads are still available. Yep. All right, Little Hug fruit barrels.
The drinks.
Right. That was it.
Every T-ball game.
Right. It was just sugar water. That's all it was.
Yeah. You can get 10 for a buck.
Looked like a little hand grenade.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Big League Chew.
Oh my God.
So good for 10 seconds, and then it's awful.
Oh, it was the best. Grape was the best one. Oh,
you know, so Pop Rocks.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
I remember when Pop Rocks first came out, and there was this rumor that...
The rumor, yeah.
That if you ate them and then drank soda, your stomach would explode.
They're still... Pop Rocks are still around.
They're still around. Yeah. But all of these, if you want any of them, you can get them online. You're guaranteed there. Right. Finding them in the store is hard. Yeah. Warheads? Do you remember Warheads?
Yeah. I think my dad used to work for the company that made Warheads.
Really? There's Warheads beer, believe it or not.
I've had it.
Have you?
It's a sour.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, supposedly it was so damn sour it would like burn your tongue off.
Yeah.
All right.
I have no tongue.
Pixie Sticks, of course. I never noticed them disappearing.
No, me neither. Fun Dip, that's still out there.
Well, Fun Dip was the most hilarious thing of all. It was a bag of sugar and a sugar stick that you stuck in the bag and put more sugar on it.
That's right. Be
honest with you,
eat the stick, too.
It's shocking that our generation has teeth still.
Yes, it is. It really is. And Gushers or Fruit Gushers?
Oh, they're in my drawer at home.
Are they really?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's not the gum one, is it?
No, it's a fruit snack.
It's a fruit snack.
Juice inside.
That's juice inside. Yeah. There was a gum one also.
Texture's so good.
That had a nickname that I will not use on the air, right?
I don't know it.
But if you come around sometime, I might be able to tell it to you.
Keep those away from my kid.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I've got a question for everybody this morning. I want to talk about addictions, right? Because I it happened to me the other day, and I realized it is a problem. And I'm talking about non-stimulant addictions. I don't want to talk about anybody's drug problem or alcohol problem or anything like that, all right? Basically, what is it that you are addicted to? Right? And I'll start it off. I mean, I've had some major addictions. All right, I had an addiction to shirts. Right?
Had?
Mm-hmm. Had.
Okay.
Had. Well, I realized. I think it was last summer or the summer before. No, it was the summer before. I went through the entire summer without wearing the same shirt.
Oh my gosh, John.
What are you, a late night host?
You know. So I realized, okay, I've got to solve this.
Yep.
We all know I had a shoe problem for a long time, but I've solved that one.
Really?
But the one I cannot get over.
Sure about that.
there was a news story.
How many DSW gift cards do you get from me and Steve every year?
Doesn't mean I don't need new shoes.
Right. Okay.
It's just I don't necessarily need more shoes.
Okay.
All right.
Let you slide.
But my biggest addiction, and I cannot get over it, is television. I'm not just talking about sitting down and watching TV. I can't accomplish anything if a TV is on.
Hmm.
If there's a TV on in the room, you lose me in no time at all.
Did you binge 2 seasons this weekend of a show?
No.
Two seasons in a weekend?
Yeah. Okay. Right. You know? No, it was 1 season and 2 movies.
Okay. Well,
right? Yeah.
That's way more fair.
Well, that's the advantage of having a 35-year-old son. All right, you know,
it's true.
You don't have to worry about those kids running around the house.
Yep.
All right, but everybody's got it, and I'm curious as to, go ahead, what's you?
Chocolate-covered pretzels.
Chocolate-covered?
Yeah.
Really?
If a box or whatever enters my home, it does not make it through a day, 2 days.
Really?
Yeah. And if they've got sea salt on it, it doesn't last about 6 hours.
Wow. Okay.
I love them.
All right.
I logged that for Christmas.
You?
For me, it's probably candy's obvious. I've talked about it a million times, though. Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
I am addicted
only fans
to
or
the
Instagram.
Gram. That was a Freudian slip. The Gram. No, it's the best social media because it forces people to be creative. I'm a photographer.
Uh-huh.
It forces you to be creative. It's the least political of any social media out there, so that's a bonus. And it's just quick, it's succinct, and it's, I don't know, it's the first place I go every time I pick up my smartphone.
Really?
Every single time.
I spend no time on Instagram at all. I really don't. And we have a site. All right.
We do. JDD Show.
Cindy?
Well, first of all,
other than chocolate.
I was going to say, I'm addicted to everything you're addicted to, John, also, the clothing and TV. But I'm looking over to my right, and I've got a can of Coke Zero, and it can't be Diet Coke. It's got to be Coke Zero. And I love Coke Zero so much.
All right. Well, I mean, everybody's got them, and you know, and it changes drastically from person to person, and we want to know what yours is. So call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What non-stimulant are you addicted to? 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Whole Foods Market. It is Don Henley's birthday, and when it comes to songs, the first song that Don Henley released as a solo artist was Dirty Laundry, which was the song that kicked off that album in 1982. 23 years later, the song, which deals with media sensationalism, was covered by someone who knows a thing or two about that subject. Elvis Presley's daughter and Michael Jackson's ex-wife, Lisa Marie Presley. And Henley had thoughts on that he shared with us once.
A little strange to me to hear other people doing my songs. But it sort of blows my mind when I think about how much The King meant to me and how his recording of a song called Hound Dog was the very first rock and roll record that I ever bought when I was just a kid. It was a 45 RPM record. And to think that these many years later, his daughter is recording one of my songs is pretty freaky.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I'm so upset that you're going to get to spend another week down the shore myself.
Yes, sure am.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Rub it in, why don't you?
I will.
Well, you know what? I'll call Big Dan. Dan will love hanging with me.
Nope.
Your father loves me.
Nope. Definitely not. Nope.
Maybe
nope.
If you golfed.
All right.
That's a great point, Dave.
If I golf,
yeah. Actually, no, he would know. He'd be like, dude, are you kidding me? You're making me go golf with this guy? Look, look at that. He hit the ball 3.5 yards.
Wow, that would be far from me.
I know. I've missed a ball before.
66 degrees outside right now. If you've never encountered it, the Fesshole is a Twitter site where people go and anonymously confess the things that they need to get off their chest. They just don't know. They just don't want people to know who the hell they are. And every once in a while, we'll go in there and look and see what is there. And we got some doozies this morning.
This is my life confession.
All right, what's the first one, Steve?
I've been successfully torrenting movies and porn using my neighbor's Wi-Fi. That will teach them for leaving their router without a password.
Password?
Yep.
Yikes. I regularly order takeout through Uber Eats, and if the driver's car is newer than mine, they don't get a tip.
Oh God.
No tip for you.
All right. I picked my nose and stuck a booger on the underside of Salvador Dali's lobster phone at an exhibition 20 years ago. Oh, God. Living with it that long, huh?
I've slept with multiple foreign people who I don't particularly find attractive purely to add new countries to the list of nations I've conquered. I just hit 16.
That's great. Whenever I buy my parents a present, I always make sure I always want it because I see it as a loan until they die, at which time I'll be getting it back.
Oh, God. All right. I saw Beavis and Butthead do America at the movies in 1996. It was only last month that I realized that Beavis is referring to toilet paper and not the Native American tent when he said,
come on.
TP for my bunghole.
I am the great Cornholio. I need TP for my bunghole.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK.
We were talking about this earlier this morning, and it has to do with addictions. And I'm not talking about stimulant addictions. I'm talking non-stimulant addictions. Like, Steve is addicted to chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yes, and right? Sea salt and oh, God.
Right. And Dave is a, what were you?
Instagram. Addicted to the gram.
All right. And you said it has to do because you're a photographer and you just like look into the pictures.
I love it. It's the least political of all the social media. It sort of forces you to be creative. Lots of butt models.
Right. So for me, it's television. I am addicted. I cannot accomplish a thing if a television is on.
What was your original screen name on AOL?
TV Child.
Yes. Told me that, I was like, oh, this guy's all in.
Yeah.
Always have been.
Right. Well, you know the story about being a TV Child.
No.
Right. Well, when AOL started and they had these chat rooms,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, everybody, you had a screen name, and I was right. a TV child because I was a child. That was my babysitter when I was a child.
Right.
I was a child of the '50s, and you know, my mom would just place me in front of the TV, and you know, and I would watch movies or whatever the hell was on. So okay, TV child. So I get into and I see this chat room, and it says TV chat.
Mm-hmm.
I said okay, you know, I'll go in here. Maybe we'll talk about old TV show stuff like
sure.
that. And we start, you know, and I'm watching things go by, and they see me go, TV child, and I get this text from somebody that says, how do you dress? I said, I don't know, but my pants on one leg at a time.
Heart drop.
All right. And he says, no, no, says, you know, are you in an outfit of some kind? I said, no. And all of a sudden, I realize TV child, TV chat was transvestite.
I never heard that part.
You don't know that one,
Steve? No.
I love that one.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, sorry, guys.
You got me wrong.
I'm totally mistaken.
Wow.
I am definitely in the wrong room.
That's so good.
So, but it's all about addictions this morning, ones that you're willing to open up to.
Maybe that's your addiction.
No, I don't think so.
We'll find out.
We got Jennifer on the line. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you guys?
We're damn fine. So, Jennifer, what non-stimulant thing are you addicted to?
Chex Mix.
Okay, oh my God. You've got a buddy.
My girl. I was just telling John here in studio. John's like, you're really tearing through those Cheez-Its lately. I'm like, yeah, I ran out of Chex Mix.
And it's the cheddar Chex Mix. And whenever I find it at the dollar store, for some reason they always have it there. I open it up, and before I even realize it, it's gone. And my husband looks at me, he's like, where's the Chex Mix?
Yeah, the problem with the cheddar, though, is you also have to buy a bunch of hand sanitizer to go with it because it just sticks and turns your entire body orange.
What do they charge you for that at the dollar store?
$1.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Have a good morning. Hiya, Mark.
Yo.
All right, so what's your addiction? What are you addicted to?
Soft chocolate chip cookies.
Soft chocolate chip cookies.
I like my chocolate chip cookies like I like my steak, medium rare.
Okay. Janice, what about yourself? What are you addicted to?
Amazon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh. How do we forget about this one?
Are you married?
Yes.
All right. Does your husband think you're having an affair with the UPS guy?
Yes. If you want it, my grandkids come in, they want something. Oh, grandma will get that. I buy 5 things a day.
Wow.
Jeez. Have a good morning. Good morning, Ernie. How you doing?
Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
My addiction is maps.
Maps?
What?
Maps.
I'm going to assume that you're not talking about, like, you know, gas station maps. Are they like specialty maps or like old maps or just any map is going to do?
Any map will do. Doesn't matter. I'm driving down to the shore. I'll stop at the rest stop and grab a couple maps.
Wow.
Even though I have them. Even though I have them.
What do you do with them?
I just keep them.
Why?
That's so bizarre.
I don't know. I just love maps. Old maps, new maps.
Double question here. Are you married?
Yes.
How much does your wife hate your collection?
Tremendously.
So where do you keep them?
So weird.
I have a filing cabinet with some stuff in it. I put some up.
Do you go back and look at them?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's Tuesday. I really got to look at Chester.
I'll just go and, you know. Well, I remember back before it was Google, you'd have to have a, you know, I would drive for a courier place and I had to have a map.
Oh, yeah. And remember AAA? You guys didn't know about triptychs.
No, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember growing up driving with my dad, and I'm in the passenger seat holding this huge atlas.
Yep.
That's what I had. I have a bunch of atlases, too, for the tri-county area.
Have a good morning. Hiya, Kristen. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. What's your addiction?
Thrift stores.
Are you married to Dave?
I'm single. I'd like to be.
Honey, you don't have to use a pseudonym, Lauren. We know it's you. What do you like to get?
It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Yep, that is the magic.
Best find you ever found?
God, I don't know. I found like gymnastics mats for my daughter, like for a third of the price.
Do you do like antiques or
no?
Just... Oh, okay.
I'm just like normal.
No, she just buys
like...
crap.
I was gonna say
she just wants crap.
Just mats.
Crap. It's like, do I need 15 shirts? No.
Do I want it? Yes.
Yes.
Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
It's ridiculous.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.